think it's fair to say that, once you're an Invercleider, you're always an Invercleider. Whether you live here or whether it's by association, it's in you. It's part of who you are. And I'm delighted that the book sales seem to be going well just now. W.H. Smith and Larks on the phone the other day to say, can we have more books for some reason? And other such diverse places as Cafe Bongio. I've always sold out. It's very appropriate this is a launch in a way because the book is now in the high seas. As Cal Mack have taken it. And it's on Rossi to Wimsby Ferry and the Ardross and Roderick Ferry. So it's getting about, which I'm delighted about. And I think part of that is because people in Inverclyde do have a sense of heritage. A sense of where they come from, a sense of what the area is like, what it's all about, and it means something to them. Not just the people who are here in Inverclyde today, but also people who are Invercliders that happen to live in Canada, North America somewhere, Australia, New Zealand, wherever. You can never really take the Inverclyde out of them, and I would guess that many of them, whether they're your cousins or nieces or relatives of some type, we'll be getting a copy of Clyde Smith's for Christmas. And I'm hoping they'll thoroughly enjoy it, and I can only encourage you to send them abroad in great numbers. There would be no book if it wasn't for the wonderful poems contained in it. No book without the poems, but equally, there would be no book without the images. The two things, I think, go together very well. And I think the photographers, and I think all the photographers who are represented in the book are here tonight. I've done an absolutely marvellous job. It was really quite difficult. They were challenged in terms of these photos. They weren't told, go out and take some nice photos of Inverclyde. They were told, take a photo of Inverclyde to match this particular poem. And that's not easy, especially, believe it or not, a poem called Rain. Now you think in Inverclyde there is so many opportunities to photograph rain. Yeah. There probably is. But when I'm saying to them, well, I wanted to photograph the Battery Park and it's just rained, but the light's beginning to come through the clouds and it's really atmospheric looking. And it's evocative of times past. That was a job in half. I think it was Hugh Bill, wasn't it? Bill Clark at the back who challenged me doing that. And there were others which I think were equally difficult. How do you produce a lovely picture to illustrate demolition? Not easy. But if you look closely at the photograph that illustrated demolition, you'll see that Guy Brown managed to capture the top of Victoria Tower through one of the windows of the empty building. So I think some of the photos are masterful. I'd like to thank in particular Campbell Skinner and Gay Brown for marshalling the troops in Inverclyde and Greenock camera clubs to take these photos. I think they've done a superb job. So if I could start off with a poem that means something to me. And it's a poem that I think illustrates the contrasts in Inverclyde. And that was something Ken Loach talked about in the introduction to the book, about the huge contrast in the physical landscape, the contrast in the urban landscapes in Inverclyde. The one I've chosen illustrates the sort of urban-rural contrast that exists, because I think it's marvellous in Inverclyde that you can be in the bustle of West Blackhall Street and a few minutes later enjoying the solitude around Loch Tom. That's if you've got a car, that is. Or similarly, if you go down the Clough Road from Inverclyde, from Greenock and Gourock to come to Lunderson Bay, where you have a certain kind of peace and quiet and solitude there as well. So there's that huge contrast between the built-up areas and the delightful rural areas right around here. So I'd like to read the poem Lunderson to you just now to kick things off.